Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter arrived in Iraq Saturday to meet with coalition commanders to review and assess the operation to retake Mosul from Islamic State militants. Carter's unannounced visit to Baghdad comes after an American soldier was killed in the region a few days ago. The defense secretary is also scheduled to meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. They are likely to discuss Baghdad's reluctance to include Turkish forces in the Mosul operation. Turkey wants to have a larger role in the battle for Iraq's second city, which has been under Islamic State control for more than 2 years. But the Iraqi government is opposed to Turkish military involvement in Mosul.
Anything that the counter-ISIL coalition does in Iraq will have to be with the approval of the government of Iraq. That's a principle that we in Turkey share, the integrity of the Iraqi state. But I'm confident that we can work things out and that there are things that would be very productive for Turkey to do. And we just need to work through those practicalities.
The United Nations and officials from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons say the Syrian government is responsible for a third chemical attack that affected a region already torn by war. The group's fourth report during a 13-month investigation sent to the UN Security Council late Friday blames President Bashar al-Assad's government for using several barrel bombs containing chlorine gas dropped by military helicopters. A U.S. Navy warship has passed through waters claimed by China near disputed islands in the South China Sea to counter what Washington says is Beijing's attempt to limit freedom of navigation. China condemned the action late Friday, calling it a provocation and a gravely illegal act. This is VOA News.